Yeah, I'm here, K6HP.
Yeah, gotta give the puppies a little snack after they get back.
No, I just give them fresh water. I gotta wait till they settle down. I fed them first, then we normally do the walk and then I feed them, but late day or whatever. And then Debbie bought a new dishwasher I got to install, so that I got a big box sitting in my kitchen. I gotta open it up and see what I need to do to install that damn thing.
Oh, I gotta love it. Yep, honeydews, honeydews. Well, at least you have a nice new dishwasher for a while. Depending on how long they last, I doubt if this new stuff lasts very long. But yeah, I gotta give the. Of course, I was here when you seem to go by the place about the same time every night. Can tell, hear all the neighborhood dogs start barking.
Yeah, well, we got them all going, just walking around the park, my God. Because so many people, they just have their dogs in the front yard. So, yeah, we lit up the neighborhood pretty good. And then that little donkey, he's by himself. He's a little baby. He's behind my fence, you know, on the other street. What is that street? Ash, the one behind us. And then he followed us around, basically to here. And then I turned around and I saw him. And he kind of got a little skittish and backed off, but I was going to give him some food, but I see the neighbor across the street, Barbara, she feeds him. I mean, there's three bowls of pellets, all this expensive food sitting out there for him. So I was going to give him a carrot or something. I'm just worried why he's by himself.
Yeah, unless he's, you know, weaned or whatever. I don't know how long they stay with the pack, but yeah, usually they're not alone and got separated or something. Yeah, I remember back in the day, I used to be able to sneak up and down that street all night long without one dog barking or anything like that, and, you know, no, not get noticed or anything, but now, there's no way.
Yep, with the shortage of the houses up here for rent, yeah, every place is full now, so things change. What are you going to do? Except all we can do is cry about it.
Yeah, I know. Well, let's see. Jaime and Laura next door to me, they have a dog. Of course, you know that. Of course, once upon a time, Andy had dogs over there. Renee across the street got dogs. The new neighbors got dogs. So, yeah, they're pretty much every occupied place has some barking dogs.
QSL. So I got what is this stupid show? That talent show with that Simon Cowell. There's this young kid ripping on a. She's got a Fender amp, a big twin or something, and she's cranking on an old Ibanez, pretty cool guitar. Wow, she rips pretty good.
Right on. Yeah, I'd imagine they don't let any amateurs go on there. They audition them first. Hey, did you ever watch that one show about New Orleans jazz, the Tremé? Came out, I think, back in, like, 2010.
Yeah, where's that, on Netflix or something?
It's a HBO series.
Oh, no, I don't got HBO. I haven't done HBO in years. Last time I did is when I did it only because they had that show Westworld. I loved the original movie, so I had to watch Westworld. So I signed up with HBO long enough to do that. There was only like two seasons or two shows or something, but maybe I don't know if they kept that show going or not. You know?
Yeah, it might have been about the same time I had it, because, you know, I can't afford all that high-end subscription stuff now. I mean, I can, but I don't want to. I'm too cheap. Yeah, because Tremé came out on the HBO series, so I think I had it back, but that was, Tremé was for 4 years, or 4 seasons, however long that took, and that was, I think it started 2010, so I remember I was pretty hooked on it, you know, still jamming back then, and yeah, a lot of lot of New Orleans jazz style stuff, and a lot of music. You put a lot of horn stuff, so you probably like it.
I would. I told Debbie, you know, she wants to always go on vacation. I said, you know what? I want to go check out New Orleans, that stuff, and hit a few bars and watch some, see some guys playing clarinet and all that stuff. So, dude, there's a band called Tuba Skinny. Type that in. I watch them all the time. They're great. It's you know, a Dixie band in New Orleans, and they're really good. Yeah, Tuba Skinny, really good band. They're getting pretty popular, too.
Yeah, I think they were mentioned on the show. I mean, there's a lot of lip-sync stuff and everything, but there's also a lot of true players in it, so it's a lot of good music, and some of it, I don't know, it gets a little redundant to me, but a lot of good stuff in there, a lot of good horn blowing. Yeah, I think they mentioned that band, and what else was I going to say? But yeah, it's a good show. I had the 4-disc, or it's like 12-disc of the all-season set on Amazon, and the price on it finally came down, and I said, oh, what the hell, so I bought it. It was like $50 for all 4 seasons, so. Eh, sounded like a good deal, because they wanted like $80 before, so it finally came down, and I go, oh, what the heck.
At QSL, well, we just got Netflix back, maybe 6 months ago, but, yeah, we got Amazon Prime, Netflix, and Sling is my main, you know, my main go-to channel, and Paramount, just a few. We don't have, like, none of that HBO or Showtime, but what's interesting is, like, on Sling, they'll show HBO stuff, but it's older stuff, but I'll have to look for that show you're talking about, but, yeah, anyways, there's a ton of stuff on TV these days. It's great.
Yeah, that's a problem, man. There's too many choices. There's too much. A lot of good stuff that I like, but let's see what I got. Paramount Plus, AMC Plus, they had a really cheap deal for a year, but after that, I'm going to cancel it, because of course, after the first cheap year, they jack it way, way up. And I think that's, well, I got Amazon Prime, of course, so that's about it. Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff on there if you, whatever you choose.
We've had Amazon Prime for years, and I never once checked it out. I just kept telling Debbie, she kept telling me, go on Amazon Prime. I go, I don't need to. I got plenty of stuff. Well, I watch NASCAR, you know, every weekend, and NASCAR is always switching networks, so they were on Amazon Prime for like the first 3 races of the second half of the series, and so good thing I had Amazon Prime. So since then, man, there's a lot of good stuff on Amazon Prime I've been watching, really cool old stuff and new stuff. That's a great channel. I had no idea how good it was.
Yeah, plus there's a bunch of other little subscriptions that you can get with it. It's the way Paramount is with it. They're connected to Amazon Prime. And, yeah, a bunch of them are. But, yeah, I saw that. NASCAR was on there, but I saw a NASCAR race this weekend that was on FX. So, I forgot which one it was, but it was on FX. I got that on Dish here.
Yeah, it was different. Just, I think the last 2 races were on True. I thought it was True TV or something like that. But yeah, they switched it. So it's like, because I'm looking on Amazon Prime, I'm going, where the hell are they? So then I Googled it, and it was just on regular, you know, whatever station you said, or True TV or something like that. So yeah, they keep switching around. I don't get it. But the first half of the series of the races were all on Fox, which was the best, you know, good old Fox, Channel 11 or whatever they used to call it. But now, for what you like that indie stuff, every weekend they're doing it now on Fox, I think.
Roger that. Yeah, IndyCar went to Fox, which I'm happy about that. And then, yeah, NASCAR used to be all over Fox. And like that network. And what else? Let's see. Formula One, of course, the full-on snob, you know, series. They went to, you got to have an Apple Plus subscription for Formula One now. It used to be on ESPN. But, yeah, they switched it up, and, you know, it's all getting specialized. A lot of some of these things are getting specialized, so they're just figuring out more ways. And I guess since a lot of people are dropping, you know, satellite and cable TV, and going, they're still getting their money through streaming.
I mean, the way to go. Yeah. But it sure is, NASCAR, this sure are upsetting all the poor people that don't have Amazon Prime or those channels. They're really ticked off. Well, it was on channel, on Fox 11, that, you know, everybody had that. So, yeah, things are changing. God, dogs are barking again. Yeah, beautiful evening up here. I went out in my shop a minute ago to get me a Coke out of my freezer, and 82 degrees out there, dude.
KC6HK, I think, yeah, we hit around 80 today, I think maybe, something like that. Haven't been too bad. It's been pretty nice, mild summer. A little warm, still cooling down at night. We're getting down into the 60s at night, so at least the house cools down. Open up the windows and use my poor man's air conditioning. And, yeah, I guess, yeah, I imagine there's a lot of folks down south that aren't too happy about what they're doing with NASCAR. You know, because I'd imagine a lot of the poor communities, you know, a lot of people can't afford that stuff, so it kind of bites.
It does, because you hear, you know, it's amazing how many people you hear crying about it. But, yeah, I've even heard people on the radio here upset about it, you know, there's a few guys that watch it. Yeah, so anyways, yeah, no, it's 82, I mean, inside my shop. Outside, it's probably still in the 70s, but last night it stayed in the 50s all night long, I think. I had all the windows open with the fan going up, because upstairs it gets hot. But, yeah, I like it. Yeah, it's been a mild year, because it was cold. It was playing games, cold, hot. But now it feels like the way it's supposed to be this time of year. Hot. I think we're 85 today.
Yeah, and it looks like the desert's warming up, and I'm going, damn, because I want to go. You go up, you know, head down to the stern, do some shooting. I'll probably still do it, but if I do, I'm going to have to go early in the morning, damn it. I'm enjoying taking some days off and not having to get up, wake up at 4:30.
Yeah, no kidding. So, how are you sleeping in? 8?
I'm trying, bud, I'm trying. We usually wake up pretty early, but I'm staying, you know, I'll usually just lay there, watch TV, watch the news for a while or something till about 6 or 7, so then get up and maybe make some coffee.
Yeah, QSL, well, you know me, I'm not a morning person, that's why I have to be self-employed. But it's all good, man, so I, you know, usually get home by 4 o'clock, life's good, so. Yeah, I wanted to ride today when I got home, but I was so exhausted with the heat and the work, I just took a nap for a couple hours. Now I'm wide awake, so I'm going to mess with this dishwasher, at least get started on it.
Yeah, get it unboxed and, I don't know, there's always some kind of plumbing fitting or something like that you might have to change or whatever, but, yep, they're pretty simple, though.
No, I put the original one in. That original one is about 20-something years old. It's amazing how long that thing... It still works. It's just I have to clean the filter in it every month now. And when they're new, I never had to touch the filter, but I guess the pump's weak or whatever. So anyways, that thing lasted 20-something years because we bought that dishwasher before we redid the kitchen. And it was on wheels, and we could had to hook it up to the sink, you know, old school, poor folk stuff. And so it was portable, but when I bought it, I made sure that I could, if we remodeled the kitchen, I could use that dishwasher and put it in the, you know, in the cabinet. So I bought the extra kit and put it in there. So that thing's got to be 25 years old.
Yep, they used to make stuff that lasted. Now they design, they engineer early obsolescence in this stuff. And shoot, dude, it lasts smarter. The old fridge in the den that's still sitting in there, but man, that lasted 50 years. And I remember, man, when we were kids, a long time ago, we had one of those portables. You know, you had to plug it into the kitchen sink, we had a nozzle adapter on the nozzle, a little quick disconnect thing. You plug it in a nozzle, and then you have to put the drain hose into the sink. Well, you know, because before we had a built-in.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's the way ours was when I bought it. And, yeah, pain in the ass, but that, you know, at least we had it. So anyways, yeah, everybody's telling me that the new one I bought, now all our appliances are all new within a year or two. So we got all GE stuff with the stainless steel fronts. So after we had the power go on and off a week ago, whatever it was, the brand new refrigerator is making this weird noise, like bad. But I haven't heard it lately. I went ahead, I checked the ice maker, which I don't use, and I flipped the thing on that, and I haven't heard it. So maybe somehow the ice maker got turned on when it was supposed to be off, and it had no water going to it. Maybe that's what the noise was. But yeah, so scary. The stuff just doesn't last like the old stuff. But everything's new, so we should be good for a couple years, I hope.
Yeah, it should be good for a while. Was I telling you that, or I can't remember. Saturday I was talking to somebody about it, about this. I had bought Mom and Dad a set of old, I mean, long time ago. It was, shoot, back in the 80s or something like that. I bought them a washer and dryer and a Maytag. Just basic models, man. Those things lasted 30 years. And, you know, when we upgraded, when we put in some new Whirlpool stuff, they were still working fine, and should have probably held on to them.
Yeah, that's what we had. In fact, when we bought this house, it came with, I think it came with the dryer. So, but anyways, yeah, that stuff lasted forever, and it was all still working, but Debbie wanted the front load stuff, so we changed it all out, and the old stuff still worked. Can't remember about the washing machine though, but yeah. But the problem with the front loads with my back, oh, it is so painful to take the laundry out of the washer and then throw it in the dryer. It just kills me, man.
Yeah, you gotta diagnose. You gotta do a little bending with those. Let's see, my dishwasher here, the shutoff valve on it's leaking a little bit, so it leaks water into the end of the tub, so I gotta do something about that, because it's causing mold. But I don't know, I was thinking about see if I can get that old fridge in the back repaired, you know. I should probably just, I don't know, maybe get a new one back there. It's kind of nice having it back there. You keep a, you know, six pack back there and some extra cold drinks and stuff, and then if you had a bunch of, oh, you know, you're getting food together for the holidays and everything, and you run out of room in the main fridge, it was kind of handy to have. But of course, they're telling us that we got to get rid of our second fridges and it uses so much electricity. Hell, I'm the one paying the bill. What do you guys care?
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, well, I got a little refrigerator out there under my workbench, you know, for the cold drinks. And then I got this damn freezer from member Steve FQC, passed away, and his wife. He was moving to Sacramento, so he had this freezer, and it's like brand spanking new with the manual and everything, so it was free, so I took it. I wish I never would have taken it, because now it's out there in my shop, and she just throws crap in there. I just don't see the point of it. I just wish I could get rid of it. And it does cost money to run that crap, even though it's a newer one. But, yeah, it's just a freezer. But, yeah, I just don't think we need it. I mean, the kids are gone. It's just her and I, and I don't know. Anyways, losing my mind now. Can't think. K6HEB.
Yeah, I know how you feel, bud. I know how you feel. Oh, yeah. You know, if I lived, I don't know, in a rural place where you went out and hunted and, you know, you hunted deer or something like that or elk and you needed a bunch of room and you had a bunch of kids to feed and all that, that'd probably work out good. But, I know my aunt, well, they got, you know, they got cows and they got a freezer and stuff. They butcher one every once in a while, so they got plenty of beef. But heck, I, you know, it's just me here. I don't need all that that room.
QSL. No, yeah, it's all good. It's just, I just don't, for our situation, I swear to God, dude, I just don't think it's worth it. But she wants to keep it, and she loves it, and blah, blah, blah. I just don't, it's in my way, man. I could put a motorcycle where that stupid thing is. I'm just looking for room, because there's no room in the house for it. So, anyways, enough of that. So, what was I going to tell you? Oh, I got to find me a bright breaker for my panel. I need a 30 amp. I'm going to hook up my, get the generator, put a shutoff, you know, put a transfer switch out there. I just need to get a breaker and get the thing rolling because I'm not going to do the extension cords anymore. That's just a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I need to do the same thing over here myself, but I don't know how much longer I'm going to be here. And that's what I usually do. I don't know. Power's pretty reliable over here. Haven't had to do it very often, but yeah, heck, that old, you know, this old 50-year-old fridge that we got up in the den in the bar. Man, that thing uses less power than this new modern, well, we've had it a while now, but it uses less power than the one we got in the kitchen. That's supposed to be energy efficient, so, go figure. But anyways, yeah, sounds good. What else is going on? I don't know, let's see, what else? talk about senior moments.
Yeah, throw it back to me. Yeah, what time is it? 9 o'clock or something? Just now getting dark up here. So, yeah. Well, anyways, are you still coming up or what are you going to do?
Yep, that's the plan. Of course, I had a, had a bit of a hangover on Sunday, so, it was worth it. It was we had a really good celebration. You know, it's 250th, so what the heck. Man, that's, you know, I worked Saturday morning, and man, that sunrise was just gorgeous. The sky was just glowing. I mean, it was red sky morning, sailor take warning. It was just high cloud, just deep, deep red. It was pretty cool. Took some pictures of it, and yeah, it was a good 4th of July.
Yeah, QSL. Yeah, it was. It was, you could just feel how, I don't know, people's attitudes are better towards it. Anyways, yeah, it felt like a really good 4th of July as far as for, you know, people celebrating our country finally the right way. So, yeah, it was cool. So, well, right on, what day do you think you're going to come up? The weekend or what?
I don't know. I want to get some yard work done around here before I go up, so probably bust my ass around here for a few days, and then, you know, and then, of course, I'm going to need a rest day, because I'm old, and, yeah, get up there.
All right, QSL, just let me know when, and, yeah, I don't have any big jobs pending right now, so I think everything's going good, so, be able to hang out, do something. So anyways, dude, I'm going to go ahead and, Fourth of July, yeah, when I talked to you, you sounded like you were slurring your words a little bit.
Oh, yeah, man, I was trying to my next door neighbor, you know, I got home from work, I went out, had a burger on the way and everything. I talked to the neighbor lady, just got back from Europe, so she was all jet lagged, and I go, you guys got anything going on or what? You know, she didn't say anything or what have you, and I was just totally passed out over here. My buddy calls me, and he goes, hey, man, you coming over? I go, for what, you know? Yeah, we're having barbecue, got beer, I'll be right over.
That's good. Yeah, it's good to get along with your neighbors. Yeah, you know, in our neck of the woods right down here where I'm at, we have barbecues, and everybody, like, it'll be at Kathy's house on the corner, or it'll be at Marvin's across the street. There's like 3 or 4 different places, so we do the barbecues. I haven't invited them over here yet. I guess I'm going to have to get ready to do it one time over here, and I got more room than they have, but yeah, it's kind of cool. Best to get along with the neighbors, just so there's no problems.
Yeah, as such it is over here, man, there's a little bit of neighborhood drama going on, but there's always that. Yeah, heck, my next door neighbor there, he put in a flagpole, one of those just telescopic deals, put in his front yard, big old thing, make a good antenna mast. Has a big, got a pretty big flag. I don't know, it was bigger than I got a 3x5, and that thing was pretty darn big, so. He had little flags all around the house, and of course the wife gets all the ice buckets for the beer were these, 4th of July logo things, and, man, all the, you know, a bunch of other people are wearing these, you know, shirts with flags on them and all this stuff. It's pretty cool. It's a lot of patriotism going on. Felt good, and I was actually looking forward to hearing some fireworks, so that was cool. Oh, I remember what I was going to say. Hey, you, do you remember, prefix, FKN, you remember that guy? I think it was Chris?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is he, I think I saw him going by, Andy's there on the camera not too long after he had passed, so... I'm not sure if it was him or not. I probably wouldn't. I don't know. I haven't seen him in a while, so used to see him over there on occasion.
Was he on a blue Harley?
No. It was a pickup truck. It did have an antenna on it, so, but heck, I haven't heard him on the air in a long time.
He has an old, tan SR5 Toyota two-wheel drive, and the antenna, if I recall, it looks like your regular FM antenna for the radio. He's using, the 2 meter antenna in the same spot, so it looked like he doesn't have a radio in the car.
Okay, then that wasn't him then. It was, I don't know, it looked like a regular bed, or a full-size, single cab Chevy. Had a antenna on top of the cab, so guess not him.
No, but what's ironic is we had field day down at Meadow Park this year, and Chris showed up because he's been off the air for a few years. You know, he hasn't been a member in a while. So anyways, I signed him up. I went ahead and just paid for it, so he's back on the roster. And, anyways, he's back in the club, so hopefully he'll get on the radio again. I still haven't heard him. They called him last week. He didn't respond, but maybe he forgot about it. I don't know. But anyways, yeah, he's getting older, but he's doing good. He's like 72. He rides his blue Harley, and he's got that tan truck. So he's still around. But I told him about Andy, and he couldn't believe it. He didn't know. I kind of shocked the heck out of him. Anyways, I just told him, you know, he's gone, that's it. So, anyways.
Yep, I've seen a few acquaintances over at Andy's that I used to know through the years back when I was up there full-time, and it's a small town, so, but yeah, seen him over there a few times, anyways. All right, man, well, you have a good night, enjoy your evening. I'm going to probably watch another episode of The Tremé. I've been staying up kind of late for me. Start getting sleepy, and I gotta hit it, but, yeah, I'm trying to train myself to stay up a little later. when I'm not working, at least. All right, we'll catch you later there, Bob. Have a good night. KC6HK 73's there, man.
All right, man. Oh, I forgot to tell you, yeah, I redid my beam. I had to put a new rotator on it and all that, but that's another story. All right, we'll talk to you since you're off. I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'll be working, but I got, I got the radio in there, or the repeater on the HT. Anyways, I'll be around if you want to call or whatever. 73's, have a good evening. I'm going to attempt at least get this thing unboxed and pretend like I'm doing something. Look at the manual or something. Yeah, and the fittings, but I bought their, for another $30, you get the plumbing kit, and I even had to pay for the electrical kit. All it is a power wire with bare wires on the end and a plug, so I didn't need to buy that. I could have made one up, but anyways, talk to you soon. 73's, K6HB, we'll talk to you later.
All right, catch you later. Yeah, I'll make Debbie happy. All right, later.